Blog Talk Radio.
People you need to know. It's time for people you need to know. It's time for people you need to know on the radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio. I'm your host, Spark Plug, publisher of Metro Atlanta's premier business women spotlight magazine. At People You Need to Know, we're proud to promote women in business and give them world-class recognition along the way. Listen in every week as we introduce you to some of the most knowledgeable, helpful, and creative business women in America. Our show today is brought to you by our new official corporate sponsor, Staples. That was easy. In this segment, we're going to be talking about why choosing the right colors is so important to your work or office space. My guest today is retired from Marriott International. There she gained the skills and knowledge that helped her become the founder of the BLF Group, an innovative design firm. As the leader of the BLF Group, her lifetime of passion and creativity for colors and design is helping her succeed in her field. We're excited to have on the phone today a woman who's helping people live more colorful and productive lives, Ms. Beverly L. Freeman. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Spark Plug. It's great to be here this morning.
How are you today?
I am doing absolutely fantastic. Thanks for asking.
Well, great. Are you ready to talk about choosing the right colors?
We are. What would you like to know?
Well, tell you what, I'm sure my listeners out there are wondering, how in the world did you get into this particular field? What inspired you to get into the innovative design business?
What really inspired me is my love, actually, for design. As I worked with Marriott, you mentioned working with Marriott, I discovered many things. And it's all about innovation, recreating and rejuvenating. And as I decided to retire, I thought, what will I do? And this is what I came up with, design. It's my passion, it's what I love, and it keeps me going.
Well, Beverly, why is color so important in your work or office space anyway?
We spend so much time in our workspace, and you want to be in the zone, whatever your work environment zone may be. Color is a sensation. And it produced in the brain by light that enters the eye. Now, specific colors can trigger the light composition, many other physiological and psychological factors, and it can also contribute to being cohesive in the space. Colors can excite, they can stimulate. Some colors can tranquilize or even depress. And there are some that create warmth or feelings of coolness. So when you think of color for the workspace, you know that you want something that will make your workers productive. You want them to be at work. Colors can influence their attendance and their interpersonal communication. So the thought process and decision-making can also be impacted by color.
Why is having the right colors in the workplace so essential to worker productivity?
What we have found is changes take place in human beings when they are exposed to certain colors. Colors act upon the body as well as the mind. And so you want something that's playing a vital role in our environment to be impactful. Certain colors have different meanings. Certain colors bring different feelings. If you're finding that your employees are daydreaming a lot, you might want to look at the colors that you have in your workspace.
Well, if someone would like to keep their current color in their workspace to minimize costs, however, the space needs to be revived, what tips would you suggest?
That's a good question. I would say start with accessories. Sometimes changing wall colors and flooring can be a daunting task, but it doesn't really have to be. If someone wants to minimize their costs, they can start by rejuvenating the space by updating their accessories in their artwork, tabletop accessories, maybe their window treatment. When the opportunity of renovation presents itself, you want to make it worth your while. If you're going to make changes, you want it to go a long way. So you can start by choosing a color that will work cohesively in the space. If you don't want to invest a lot of money, let's say, in paint or wall covering.
Well, what are the colors that should be used in certain settings?
Sparkler. We could go all over the place. You know, you sometimes have favorite colors. And although your favorite color may be what you like for your personal use, as you're in the workplace, you want things that are effective there. As the public becomes more diverse and color conscious, color concepts are expanding and changing. I'll give you an example. Many years ago, you know, when you visited a hospital or a medical institution or something, everything was pretty much white or blue or gray. Kind of boring, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's changing. So the next chance you get, just take a look around and at a hospital maybe and check out the colors that are in their lobby. You'll notice that they're beginning to use more vibrant colors, more colors that bring you to life as opposed to that doomy, gloomy type colors. So as a general practice at the BLS group, we analyze the space, and we want to know how the space is being used, what the people are doing in their workspace. And we incorporate colors that will stimulate the employees and inspire the business's customers or their clients to feel comfortable in the environment. You know, a lot of times you'll go into a restaurant, and some of the colors that you may see there may be red. Or when you go into retail spaces, they'll use green a lot. You know, the grocery store might use yellow. Things that just get your eye moving.
Well, Beverly, how should color be selected?
Whatever the color scheme. Companies have their motives for using their colors. I'll give you another example. There's a hotel chain, and their name is the name of a color. And you'll notice that they incorporate color through that specific color throughout their brand. Colors that are selected may be indicative of a company's logo or colors that are typically used in their industry. If you take a look around, you'll see certain colors that are customarily used, like I said, in the grocery store or salons, spas, even at automotive places. However, when you're designing the workspace, one should incorporate colors that will motivate their employees. You want them to get their work done, right? You want them to be stimulated when they come to work. And as they're interacting with clients and customers, you want them to be in a place where they feel they are empowered. So one thing that I suggest is people just taking a look around as they're in their workspace and say, hey, am I motivated when I'm here? Am I stimulated when I come to work?
Well, when we put the information out that you were going to be on the show, we got an email question for you.
Okay.
And that question is, what colors would you choose to make a room appear smaller or larger?
You'd want a darker color to make it look smaller. To make it look larger, you'd want to go with a lighter color. And so the specific color that you choose could, you know, run the gamut.
Tell our listeners exactly what you guys do at the BLF group.
We like to say we are design innovators. We have four different concepts, but as it relates to what we discussed today, our Your Place Designs, our niche market is small business designs, and that's turnkey designs from designing the space to creating the space, to setting the space, to training the staff. So it's a turnkey system that we have. And if you go online, you'll see our other concepts that we have available to your listeners.
All right. Well, tell our listeners how you can be reached.
Online, we can be reached at theblfgroup.com. And I'll spell that out for you. That's T as in Tom, H. E, B like baby, L like lady, F like Frank, GROUP.com. We can also be reached at 770-745-1155.
Well, Miss Beverly L. Freeman, founder of the BLF Group, thanks for being with us today.
Oh, it was my pleasure, Spark Plug. We really appreciate you.
All right. You've been listening to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio, the radio station connecting you to America's leading business professionals. To listen to even more People You Need to Know, just Google Spark Plug Radio or visit our website at sparkplugpeople.com. And be sure to follow us on Twitter at PYNTK. I want to take a moment to thank my executive producer, Ms. Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, for doing another stellar job. For more information about our guests, visit her website at vblfgroup.com. This is Spark Plug, encouraging you to keep supporting women in business. So until next time, always remember that you can add a spark to whatever you do, and thanks for tuning in.